Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that I refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for September the 1st. In the year of our Lord, 2022, this is indeed our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution of the United States of America. That is our guide. That is the blueprint. And we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers board of the peaceful restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. A quick recap of yesterday. The first hour was easy, simple, but quite detailed. My headline for it is very simple. Sam recaps news from the last several days, provides riveting commentary along the way. So there you have that. We talked about several news pieces. Primarily how out of touch Joe Biden is, how out of control and belligerent the FBI is and the Justice Department, and that we the people are standing up for God, family, and country. We're standing up for the protection of life, liberty, and property, and they call us domestic threat terrorists while they let the border leak like a sieve. Not to mention the CDC has had to recant on vaccinations, admit we were right all along. Put all that together, and that's the summary of the last several days, recapped yesterday. But second hour was killer. We had on our guest, Dr. Lyle Rapacki. And Dr. Rapacki is a, quote, private sector intelligence behavior analysis and threat assessment specialist. ArizonaToday.com. That's Arizona, the number two, the word day, ArizonaToday.com. And that's where you go to learn more about Lyle. But Lyle earned a bachelor's degree in political science and a master's degree in counseling from Northern Arizona University. He also earned his doctorate from Clayton College of Natural Medicine, specializing in the treatment of psychological disorders. So I was kind of thinking maybe that Lyle could treat Joe. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? He holds a postdoctorate. They call it diplomat and forensic counseling. He also has another in behavioral psychotherapy. Dr. Rapacki taught in the Criminal Trust Justice Department at Wayland Baptist University on the Phoenix campus there. He also was at Grand Canyon University, where he also held the position of director for the Public Safety Administration of Homeland Security. So he didn't really work for Homeland Security, but he, was kind of a liaison. I'm not sure exactly what you call it, but there you go. A very credentialed gentleman. And we talked about once unthinkable Democrats now see narrow path to keeping the House. And I believe it's actually true. If Republicans don't go on a fence and start talking about the real talking points that matter to we the people, they could squander a wonderful opportunity. Ilad Hakim wrote the article about this in the New American Magazine. But I'm convinced it's correct. If we don't get it together, there's not a dime of difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. Okay, the Democrats are evil. The Republicans pretend they're not evil. Larry Klayman, for example, says, help us indict. Try and convict Biden, the Attorney General Garland, and FBI Director Wray. What for? Over illegal raid on Trump's home. See, Larry Klayman talking truth to power. Larry Klayman focusing on what matters most. But the Republicans are like, oh, ain't that awful that Donald got raided by the FBI. Golly, the FBI's unprecedented. Golly, the FBI's, ooh, they're mean. Please donate to my campaign. If I get elected, I promise I'll go after the FBI. I'll put people on the witness stand, and, you know, they'll have to talk. See, that's not the kind of focus we need. Mitch McConnell, other insiders. That's not the kind of commentary we need. We need more like Larry Klayman. We need more like the good Sheriff Richard Mack, former sheriff of Graham County, Arizona, the guy that beat Bill Clinton at the Supreme Court. He said this: weaponization of the FBI, not new, must be stopped. That's on an Alex Newman video for The New American with Sheriff Richard Mack doing a phenomenal job. But this is where we need hard-hitting talk, okay? My good friend Gary Aldridge of yesterday, we used to have him on the radio all the time. He wrote a book, Unlimited Access, an FBI's agent inside the Clinton White House. And he documented how abusive and wrong and criminal the FBI has really become. He quit because the FBI was too criminal. You know that? He couldn't take it anymore. Mark Zuckerberg said in a recent episode of the Joe Rogan Experience broadcast that, hey, Facebook reduced the reach of social media posts that talked about Hunter Biden's laptop. You want to know why? Because the FBI literally told them to. Then the FBI says, well, we didn't really specifically tell you to. Well, Facebook got an advisory from the FBI to be on guard for Russian disinformation ahead of the presidential elections. Now, critics like me are accusing the FBI of engaging in election interference, ladies and gentlemen. Congressman Jim Jordan said the FBI, who lied about the Russian collusion, raided President Trump's home. They asked Facebook to manipulate its feeds to bury the Hunter Biden story, folks. Think about that. The FBI warning, by the way, comes with guns and the risk of federal enforcement. So when the FBI is trying to say, oh, Mark, we didn't really tell you that boldly. Yeah, you did. Mark's not stupid. He knows that the FBI can come with guns and everything else. Folks, bottom line is, when you promote the Russian story and the FBI is at the center of it, and when you then find out that story's a lie and a hoax, it was the FBI in bed with the Justice Department, in bed with Facebook and Twitter, peddling the big lie, promoting the Russia hoax, and then downplaying or spiking the Hunter Biden / Joe Biden stories. It's flat-out election fraud, ladies and gentlemen, if you ask my opinion. It really is. It is out of control, ladies and gentlemen. Totally out of control. All right, call evil, evil, good. Secret weapon to, quote, seduce and mesmerize Americans. David Kapilian, WND.com, with a great Whistleblower Magazine article. He's highlighting what I've been speaking about for literally years on the radio now. Kirk Crosby and many others with me have highlighted this. You know what they call good, evil, and evil, good? It's the redefining of words that they do. You can't even define the word woman now to make the point. Yeah. Now, Elon Musk is citing a whistleblower as new reason to exit the Twitter deal. This is interesting indeed because, you know, Elon offered $44 billion for the company. Then they told him, hey, we don't really have very many fake accounts. Elon said, I think you have more. I need the whole story. They said no. Elon said, well, if you say no, then I'm going to back out of the deal. Then they said, wait a minute, hold on. Then they sued Elon. He sued them. Who knows who, what. And now the bottom line is, it's all a battle over how many fake accounts does Twitter really have. Meanwhile, Twitter starting to tank and become yesteryear fallout media, melting down as Elon Musk battles with Twitter. Who will be right? Who will be wrong? I don't know. My guess is that Elon Musk will probably end up with Twitter at a very discounted price, if we're not very careful indeed. I don't know if he'll be able to back away. Either way, though, the company is mortally wounded, in my opinion, as Truth Social and other media organizations start to do better than Twitter. You could say, well, Sam, Twitter has way more followers than Truth Social does. How do you know? Isn't that what the battle in court's about? And if you know, then you should update the court, because the court doesn't know. Elon doesn't know. The Twitter board doesn't know. But you somehow know. Don't tell me that. Well, Sam, we just know they have way more than Truth Social. Uh-huh. And you don't know how many of those are fake, how many of them are real. You don't know how many of them are run by the FBI, do you? No, you don't. So don't act like you know, and don't act like you have the moral high ground, because you're lying. Okay, the truth is, ladies and gentlemen, they've been running criminal enterprises and controlling the media for way, way, way too long. The media is in bed with the FBI, the Justice Department, the CIA, and has been for quite some time. Operation Mockingbird highlights that from yesteryear and modern day. You can see it in your face when Mark Zuckerberg literally admits the FBI came to him and said, hey, there's Russian disinformation out there. You better go ahead and, Hunter Biden story, squash that. The dossier, promote that. We didn't tamper with elections. Yeah, you did. Kate, you used the mainstream, new media, big tech, whatever you want to call it, for your bidding, government. And shame on you for doing it. But the criminals should be in jail. I don't know if you can call Mark Zuckerberg on this one a criminal. Because the FBI does come with guns, don't you know? I mean, they literally murdered Vicky Weaver with a baby in her arms when she was unarmed, right? From hundreds of yards away using a sniper rifle. Wow. See, that's the kind of stuff we're talking about. But, folks, we got to really understand who's who and what's what. We better start to pay attention. Americans better understand that their government has significant rogue elements in it that have just gone absolutely psychotic. And they must be stopped. They absolutely must be stopped. Who? The rogue elements in government. The mass majority of good people need to stand up, whistleblow, be accountable, and do it now. I got a whole lot more, ladies and gentlemen. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
There has been no evidence of widespread voter fraud.
The 2020 elections were one of the most corrupt in history. See the proof for yourself.
We tracked 2,000 mules making multiple ballot drops.
2,000 mules. The shocking new movie from Dinesh D'Souza.
One mule made 53 trips to 20 drop boxes.
2,000 mules. Join the special virtual premiere and Q&A on May 7th. Get your tickets now. Available only at 2000mules.com. 2000mules.com. Sponsored by Salem Media Group.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio. We'd like to welcome back Brian Rust, RustQuinnegith.com, and Kelly Finnegan, Sr. Chemist joins us on air. I think of Senior Chemist and I kind of think, wow, maybe we ought to have that guy somehow create some formulation to save us all from the psychosis going on in the country. I don't know if that... Kelly, can you do that, my friend?
Yeah, I think it's called Soma. You can read about it in Brave New World.
Isn't that a psychotic drug that makes you go kind of psychotic and you're half asleep and you run around on drugs and don't realize
it? It's the blue pill. It just makes you not care about anything.
Well, wait a minute. I want to care. I didn't say don't make me not care.
You want the red pill.
Oh, yeah, good. All right, there you have it. Welcome, Kelly.
Thank you. And it is interesting that the soma is shown as a blue pill. That's wild.
Yeah, maybe it's by intention. Maybe it's to mock the rest of us, huh? Makes you kind of wonder. Welcome, Brian.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great, sir.
I've been taking honey forever. I thought that was the save all medication.
But, maybe that's right. Maybe we do raw honey. So everybody else is on like Ambien and Soma and what's that stuff? Fentanyl going across the border. Brian's on honey.
Yeah, liquid gold.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's get an update. We're talking to Brian Rust, a.k.a. Honest Money. Where is gold and silver sitting, sir?
Well, let me just tell you where the paper product sits right now. Gold paper, $16.95.70.
Wow.
Down
$60. $16.95.70. Good. The plunge protection team tearing it up.
Yeah, they're controlling that market pretty good. They're doing a good job.
$16.95.70 is gold, ladies and gentlemen. Silver?
Down a dollar and a half to $17.72.
$17.72. Too bad it wasn't $17.76. You know what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen? What do you think? Why don't we just say $17.76, Brian?
There you go. There you go. I like it.
All right. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Honest Money Report. Where's that rhodium sitting?
It hasn't changed. It's still at the 14.5 range, 14.6, right there.
It hasn't changed. That's interesting. What do you think is driving these two down, Kelly? You think they're just making a big paper play? If they overcorrect early, then when things happen, it doesn't fall as fast because, hey, the first chunk of the fall is back to where it was or whatever else. And then it just seems like they're playing games big time, making the dollar temporarily stronger. So when the dollar falls, hey, gold and silver just kind of go back to where it was, not spike. And that way they can kind of control the response, right?
Well, yeah, they're trying to keep people from going into precious metals. And the way you do that is you make it look like doesn't have any value, which is why they haven't audited, you know, Fort Knox. They don't want to give it any value. So that's what it is. They're just suppressing it. So it doesn't look like that's a good alternative.
Ladies and gentlemen, what do you think about this idea? Bitcoin's below 20 grand.
Yeah.
Have you sold most of your Bitcoin, Kelly? Have you kind of
exited
that?
I didn't get into that Ponzi scheme.
Oh, you didn't. You said you did not dip your toe in the crypto.
No, wow. I understand it enough to know I don't understand it.
Well, actually, you do.
Now's the time to
buy. That's the whole point. Now's the time to buy. Are you going to start buying? Are you going to dip your toe into the crypto, Brian, and start buying crypto?
Yeah. Now's the time to buy it. Shoot, it's down.
Yeah, man. Go ahead, just sell your rhodium and just invest in crypto. I kind of thought what we could do, though, is you know how Donald's well-known for his reality TV series and all that kind of stuff? I kind of thought, what if we had Kelly and Brian do a reality TV show where they're going to go into Fort Knox by heck or by high water? Go into Fort Knox and audit that dude.
You know, those locks are pretty big on that building. I don't know. Might need some.
Yeah, but you're with Kelly, man.
Oh, okay. They won't even let you park your car outside. If you drove around it and stopped your car, there would be officers there within a minute asking you what the problem
is. You need to move along, son. Right?
Nothing to see here.
You need to move along, son.
Yeah, move along.
And then you'd be like, hey, I got a gold piece for you. And they're like, what do we want that for? We print money over there at our neighbor's house. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we're in serious trouble. All right, I want to play a soundbite. If you can pull this up, Cameron, I want to play a soundbite, and then I want to talk about it with these gentlemen. We got a lot to talk about, that's for sure. But I want the Biden you need more than a gun. So Biden started out his presidency, Kelly and Brian, saying, hey, you know what? We're going to unify here. Unity is the answer. We can do all this together. Now ahead of the midterm elections, the guy's got, I don't know what you call it, but serious, in-your-face kind of rhetoric or whatever. He's kind of out of control in his statement. I mean, he's really taking it to everybody. The headline says, even from the New York Times, one of the most liberal rags, says, ahead of midterms, Biden shifts from compromise to combat. He is spending less time hailing the virtues of unity and more time highlighting the threat to democracy. I don't know if he understands this, but we don't have a democracy. But anyway, that's here and there. Here's how in your face he's getting to people like us. Cam? All right, we'll try to get that soundbite. What do you want to say about that, Kelly?
Well, he's got to pay the piper. You know, all the people that helped get him in office. Now he's got to, you know, pay him back for all these favors that they did. And so, the gun lobby is one of those. I heard an interesting thing. He wants to ban the AR-15 type rifles, and they said more people are killed with hammers than killed with AR-15 type rifles every year. So I don't think Home Depot is going to be taking the hammers off the shelf.
But no more hammers for you.
No more hammers. Yeah. More people are killed with fists and feet than AR-15 style rifles. So, yeah, it's interesting. But it's all just pandering to people and saying things that, you know, hey, you got to stick up for us now, you know. First, you know, the transgender and then the environment, and now we're back to the guns and everything. So he's got to pay his people.
All right. Do you want to respond to that, Brian? And this guy's literally saying, hey, you're going to need more than an AR-15. That's what he's saying as he kind of mocks. The headline basically says Biden taunts brave right-wing Americans, saying you'll need more than AR-15s to fight the government. Here's the soundbite then, Brian.
And for those brave right-wing Americans who say it's all about keeping America's independent and safe, if you want to fight against the country, you need an F-15. You need something a little more than a gun. No, I'm not joking.
There you have it, Brian. You want to respond to your president?
Well, it's interesting how he said that. I remember what he told the people, that hey, why can't we just unify? That's what our agenda is going to be. We're going to bring each other together, and it's just totally been against that. He hasn't done one thing he's said, and the corruption's terrible. I'm interested to know if it's the guns causing all the problems. I don't, you know, there's more people that die from these drugs, fentanyl and these other drugs. Are we attacking? Should we go after these pharmaceuticals who are producing and pumping those out as fast as they can come? And they don't say anything about that.
There you have it. I find it very interesting that he says you need, an AR-15. You're going to need a whole lot more than that. And my response to Joe is this. Hey, Joe, when have I ever called for the use of force? Joe? Have you guys ever heard me call for the use of force, Kelly?
Nope. But, you know, they like to throw that around, you know, and our biggest problem is white supremacy, you know, and so they're going after all these parents that are standing up for the kids at school, you know, because they're obviously white supremacists.
Biden shifts from compromise to combat, says the New York Times. So who's the violent one? If your president literally is violent, shifting from compromise to combat, maybe somebody needs to go and raid the White House and see if he's armed himself to the teeth or something like that. Because he's the one calling for guns and stuff, not me. Now, the White House is also seeking free airtime. We'll talk about this coming up with Brian Rust, Kelly Finnegan. We'll then also talk about all kinds of financial stories that relate, okay? We'll do it in seconds on your radio.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott said Wednesday night that immigrants will now be bused from the Lone Star State to Chicago, Illinois. in his latest efforts to alleviate the financial strain from President Biden's open border policy. As the Department of Justice and President Trump continue to trade legal jabs, the FBI released a photograph of papers they say a former president should not have. Trump's lawyers claim the photograph of papers strewn about the floor was staged for effect. Trump attorney Alina Haba.
I have been down there. I'm down there frequently. I have never seen that. I have never, ever seen that. That is not the way his office looks. They literally must have gone in and taken out documents they wanted or cover letters, as it is, and put it about so that the public believes that this is top secret documents that were on his floor.
A neutral special master to look to see if what the FBI did was legal will be decided today by a Florida judge. USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Voters in Michigan may not be able to vote on an initiative seeking to overturn abortion restrictions. The State Elections Board failed to reach the necessary three-vote threshold for the November ballot. The Elections Board split 2-2. Many political experts believe Pennsylvania will decide who controls the Senate for the remainder of President Biden's first term.
In a race that may decide who controls the balance of power in the Senate, Pennsylvania voters are heading to the polls this November to choose either Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman or Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz to replace retiring Senator Pat Toomey. Dr. Oz declares Fetterman a radical progressive.
I'm of the opinion that he's hiding his radical views because he is the furthest far left radical candidate on any competitive Senate race this cycle, and he doesn't want those views to be exposed.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Fetterman, who's recovering from a stroke, says he won't debate Dr. Oz. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman, Kelly Finnegan, Brian Rust, RustQuinnGift.com. We're talking about honest money. And you say, Sam, why do you talk about Biden taunts, quote, right-wing Americans, saying they'll need more than guns to fight the government, the blaze? Well, why are we calling them right-wing Americans in the first place? Okay? Why are we using these polarizing terms? Am I a right-wing American, ladies and gentlemen? I don't think so. See, I use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution of the United States of America. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm just an American, and I believe in America first, not because we're better than anybody else, but because I believe in national sovereignty. So I guess I'm a nationalist, right? I believe in my heritage, and I believe every American should celebrate their heritage. But now Biden is shifting from compromise to combat. He's spending less time hailing the virtues of unity and now basically saying, hey, these right-wing extremists are going to destroy our democracy. All right, but now the headline says White House seeks free airtime to launch, quote, midterm assault on Republicans. That's NBC. Now, this is interesting because NBC, they say, Biden to give, quote, primetime speech about the soul of the nation. As voters prepare to cast midterm ballots. But ladies and gentlemen, the president, they say, will lay out how America is standing in the world and our democracy is at stake. And then they repeat democracy, democracy, democracy. We don't have a democracy, ladies and gentlemen. I don't mean to be rude about this, and I don't mean to play games of semantics, but you know what? Saying that I'm right wing, saying that we're going to destroy the democracy, saying that we need more than a gun to take on the government. Well, I want to get Brian's take, then Kelly's take, and then I want to propose something. That's what I do. I bring logical thought. I'm like a think tank, right? I bring thought to the table. Maybe Joe hasn't considered this idea, but I'll pitch it anyway. Brian, what do you say to this, though? He's literally declaring war on the other side of the aisle, if you can call it that.
Well, I think more and more people are starting to see the effects of what he's accomplishing, and it's not been a positive in any way, shape, or means here. It's been a negative, and I think more and more people are starting to see this agenda and the coming effects. Now, hopefully the voting and us as people can kind of step up and get somewhat of a control as far as moving his agenda and that party out of office. I mean, where we might have a stronger control so that we can fight against the evil. I'm just hoping that's the case, but yeah, his agenda is absolutely negative all the way along.
And I look at that and I say, to me, there's no place for that in America, to ratchet to that level. Kelly, what do you say?
Well, it's divide and conquer. He's trying to divide us and make it a us versus them thing. And so he realized that the whole unity thing didn't work because he's a whack job and nobody's going to follow him. So he's decided, well, I'm going to make it so one side fights against the other, and I'm here trying to save this democracy. You know, not like you say, we live in a republic. Yeah, we democratically choose our representatives, but this is a republic, and it was chosen that way. The Greek way didn't work, and the Roman way did, and now they've got to try to destroy it.
All right, I got an idea for Joe. If, you know, people want to listen to my idea. And here's my idea. You know, I don't want to argue over guns. The Second Amendment is codified as the part of the supreme law of the land, which says we have a right to keep and bear arms, and that shall not be infringed. And since you, Joe, have sworn an oath to that supreme law, then you'll protect us from enemies, foreign and domestic, who would take away our guns. And so since I have a right to an AR-15, I'll keep my AR-15. But I'm not looking at it to somehow attack or assault or take on the government. I'm looking at it as a God-given inalienable right of self-defense that I have, which I will maintain, and you will either uphold or be impeached for your dereliction in duty, sir. Now that we've dismissed the gun issue and that we acknowledge the supreme law articulates and confirms or codifies that we have a God-given inalienable right, let's move on. And let's talk about the supreme law of our land for a second. I want complete fidelity to the supreme law of our land. That is the contract on the general level. That is the contract on the state level, the state being the Utah state constitution in my case, or the Florida or Alabama or Tennessee, or wherever you are, or Georgia, Washington, you know, Maine, wherever you are, Missouri, the state constitution is the contract on the state level. And the state and the general government have dual sovereignties. They work together in concert, not as an adversarial partnership, but a complementary partnership. And the contract then is based on the fact that we, the people, have all power. And we delegated to each of the dual sovereigns specific and defined responsibilities, articulated in the contract, in the state and the general constitutions. Now, I expect you to obey that law, sir, as everybody else should. And if you violate that law, I want to prosecute you, not persecute like you're doing to me, but I want to prosecute you to the fullest extent of the law. Now, if you live within the confines of your delegated authority, then I want to praise you and commend you and support you 100%. So am I anti-rogue government that runs off the rails and pretends it has power that it does not have? I want to reject that government. But I want to support the proper role of limited constitutional government based on the rule of law, based on the contract, based on separation of powers vertically and horizontally, and based on the consent of the governed. Do you realize that's us? Our consent, sir, is what I'm talking about. So my idea is to reject revolution, I have given speeches where I use the Taco Bell phrase where they say, think outside the bun. You've heard Taco Bell say that, trying to get you to buy tacos, right? And I end some of my speeches by saying, why don't we think outside the gun? Because we don't need an armed conflict in America to settle our differences, Joe. I know you think you're a street fighter from Scranton, my friend, but you need to step back a little bit and say that's not the way we solve differences in America. Thank the heavens there's the rule of law. Thank the heavens there's Robert's rules of order. Thank the heavens there's moral people like me that are going to take you to task a little bit, verbally speaking, but more than taking Joe to task, I'm highlighting the way we solve problems in America. And I want to think outside the gun, and I want to hold you to the contract. I want to promote God, family, and country, and I want to protect life, liberty, and property. And I want to do it by thinking outside the gun, and I also want to do it by using the checks and balances that made America great. And I want to reward that which is honorable and true and moral, and that which upholds the greatest country on the face of the earth. I want to uphold that which is the proper role of limited constitutional government. We don't have a democracy, so there's no threat to a democracy. We have a constitutional republic, my dear friend, and there is a threat to that, and you have become the tip of the spear of that threat, Joe. And I want you to step back from your violent rhetoric, my friend, and I want you to peacefully work with me to restore the country and the traditions of our founders based on the rule of law that they set forth. Kelly, you want to respond to that? That's what I'm proposing.
Amen. I mean, what more can you add to it, you know, other than take us? George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and Madison, they wouldn't even recognize this place. They would have to ask, what country are we talking about? It's so alien from what they created.
Sadly, you're right. Sadly, you're right. Brian, what do you say to my proposal, though? I've never once said, let's use the gun. I give speeches saying, let's think outside the bun. I literally say we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration. What planet is Joe on? What's he even talking about? Just so Joe knows, we're on the third rock from the sun, okay? What planet is he on, Brian?
Well put, Sam. I think that speech was well documented. I would love to have you in front of the House and Congress there and the president and let the media actually put it out there. Absolutely well done. The only problem is with Biden arming these IRS agents and now it's all about the gun, not away from the gun, outside the gun. So there again, I think well said, and his agenda kind of shows you where he's headed.
I'm going to say this. The headline says this, Biden to give primetime speech. It turns out that it's a political speech. That to me is election tampering, though. When you use the oath of office or your position as president to literally speak out on national primetime television using the media, and then it's about, you know, this idea, you know, before people cast their ballots and all this kind of stuff. And well, anyway, I'll talk about how he lays out this standing. We'll do it in seconds, ladies and gentlemen. Liberty Roundtable Live.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The Foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Joe Biden to give primetime speech about the soul of the nation as voters prepare to cast midterm ballots, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't a presidential State of the Union. This is his opinion, a political speech promoting the Democrat private party with virtually the seal of the Oval Office, ladies and gentlemen. They say the president will lay out how America's standing in the world and its democracy are at stake. Biden will highlight what he sees as progress over the past 2 years to, quote, protect our democracy. He notes that rights and freedoms remain at risk. He will make clear who is fighting for those rights, fighting for those freedoms, and fighting for our democracy. I have one statement. Sure glad we don't have a democracy, Brian.
There you go. Yeah. Well, you're hitting all the buttons, Sam. It's very evidence of what's happening. You know, the one of the issues I reflect on and on when you're new to this speech and what he's doing and the effect of, well, why can't we stop his agenda or do this, you know, and even let's prosecute. Well, the problem is I think the prosecution side of it, there's no accountability. It seems like that everybody that they kind of catch in these things, there's no real prosecution. It's either another judge that, you know, gives them a pass or you know, they get their hand slapped and then you don't hear about it. And then we're on to the next thing they try to accomplish. And then we fight against that. And then it's something else. And I don't know, the system just is so corrupt and evil out there that it's a tough battle.
All right, Kelly, they say the housing market is on the brink of collapse. Do you want to respond to that?
Well, yeah, the prices have just gotten so no one with a single income can afford a home, you know, anymore. And there's no such thing as a starter home. And a lot of it's that the younger people think they should have a house sooner and bigger than what their parents or grandparents had. But you get to a point where the costs are so high that people can't afford them. And so they decide to rent. And so now the landlords are like, well, I can jack the price up as long as I keep it below what a house costs. And people it's getting harder and harder to actually qualify and pay on a house. You know, car loans went from being non-existent to 7 years now. So I don't know if they're going to go to a 50 or 100 year mortgage, but yeah, it's totally no longer the American dream.
Brian, what do you say, man? You think the housing market will tank? Think we're on the brink of collapse?
You know, I think Kelly hit it on the head there, exactly what, you know, the factors that come into play and the you know, these are young. They, you know, they, you know, we need their fight against some of this, but they're kind of, I don't know, they're not really watching. They should be watching, but I don't know. I think that Kelly hit it right on. They can't afford a home. They're renting, and maybe that's the objective, is they don't want us to own anything. We've talked about that in the past, so maybe that's the key. You know, we can price them out of everything, and they won't own anything.
Wow. I don't know that the housing market's going to I don't know if we want to say it's on the, what does he say, brink of collapse? I don't think we're on the brink of collapse, but I do think you're going to see a cooling off of the housing market because the government's raising interest rates, manipulating something they should have no authority over. The free market should determine all this. But if they raise interest rates, you can expect they're going to force a slowdown. How much of a route it will be depends on how hard they raise interest rates and how much they manipulate the market, Kelly.
Well, everything the government gets involved in ends up costing more. So now we have the FHA, Federal Housing Administration. They got into the education. That's why student loans are so expensive and easily get. And so the cost of college went up. The cost of medicine's gone up. So because we have Medicaid and Medicare, you know, none of these hospitals would make it without the government anymore. They bought in. And so everything the government touches, it turns to crap. Unfortunately, they think it's gold, but it's not gold, just like the gold that doesn't back our dollar.
Roger that. All right, I'm going to give you guys half the headline this time, and I want to have you respond. Here's what it says. Half cows, entire pigs. Do you want to respond to that, Brian?
What was it? Half cows and what?
Entire pigs.
So we used to get the whole cow. Now maybe half. We only get half the cow, and instead of half the cow, we get the whole pig? Is that?
Yeah, you get half the cow and an entire pig is the headline. Kelly, before I give you the rest of the headline, you want to respond to this one? Half cow,
entire
pigs.
Well, I'm wondering if the pig refers to the pork barrel politics, where you get all of the pork that comes with the bill. You only get half the good.
There you go.
No such luck, my friend. I wish that were true. Here's what the real headline says. Half cows, entire pigs. Families are now buying in bulk because everything's just too expensive.
There you go.
We used to go to the grocery store, Brian. Now I'm going to go to you as my neighbor and say, hey, Brian, you want to split a cow with me, man? We got to buy in bulk in case there's like meat outages because these wackos want to take away all your meat and have you eat that fake meat stuff. So I think we better buy a half a cow or two and put it in the freezer and make sure it's all cool. And not only that, it's expensive to buy it a little bit at a time up there at the grocery store. Let's go straight to the farmer and buy a half cow and a whole pig. What do you think, Brian?
Yeah, that soon it'll be they'll just cut off the hoofs. You get the hoofs, and you can create a soup or something. You can boil that, and we'll need the beans and other things. One of the things I think if our infrastructure could be a topic. I mean, we buy a half a cow or a cow or a pig or whatever, and we stick it in the freezer. But if the infrastructure, kind of breaks down, and now we better have a generator because we can't keep that cold. Maybe we got to get a contract with a block of ice. We need an ice house or something and go back to the old ice houses and so on. Maybe that's where we're headed so that we can save the pig and the cow is what I'm saying.
Wow. I actually have bought cows and pigs like that for a long time.
Yeah.
My wife's family has too. We have neighbors that are ranchers and that. And, hey, we're going to, sell you guys a cow. Okay. And then we go down and divide it up, and this is what you get. And the butcher wraps it and cuts it for us. And, yeah, it's the way to do it.
But you got to have somewhere to keep that freezer cold, ladies and gentlemen, even when the blackouts or the brownouts come, if you're going to buy one of them things, or else you're going to have to eat a lot of steak all at once, my friends. Because that's the stage they're setting, ladies and gentlemen. I find this interesting. So, half cows, entire pigs. The next headline says, restaurants, quote, new normal. Fewer cashiers, fewer chefs, fewer wait staffs. Reuters with that piece saying, hey, restaurants are in turmoil. Now, California residents are being told, here's what it says. Developing California power grid officials warn of blackouts. You want to know why? Because everybody's trying to charge their electric cars, they're mandating. No joke. Uh-huh. The top three conservation acts, they say. Here's what you can do to solve the problem, though, Brian, if you want to be on the solution side of the equation, my friend. You ready? Set your thermostat to 78 degrees, okay?
Okay.
Avoid using large appliances.
Okay.
And don't charge your electric vehicle. And if you want something on top of that, turn off unnecessary lights, Brian. That's what you need to do, my friend. See?
So I,
now think about this. They're going to force you to buy an electric car. And now they're saying, hey, man, the three ways you can conserve is not charging your car, Kelly.
Oh, the other thing they haven't mentioned is driving downhill to and from work. See, that helps a lot, too.
Oh, yeah. See, my parents went uphill both ways. It stands to reason that somehow they could kind of pay it forward and I could go downhill both ways, Brian.
Exactly. That
now Kelly's on to something.
I like the fact that we should have these things. We should get that car, get rid of the gasoline vehicle, and get this electric car, and then turn everything off. You know, we should have the stove, but we really ought to have maybe a little, those little propane canisters, and we'll cook with that way. We got to turn the stove off. Anything that we've purchased that we shouldn't really use. So buy it because we should spend the money, but don't use it. Okay.
I was really quickly, I was asking someone at work, hey, why don't they make electric cars here in the United States, the batteries? And like, well, because we don't have lithium. I said, oh, we've got plenty of lithium, but we don't destroy our environment like China does. So that, you know, the EPA would step in and close you down in a heartbeat with all of the pollution that you would generate. So we buy them.
Well, that's why you got to make the cars overseas, man, so no one sees it.
Yeah, then it's okay. That's why California gets their power from the coal generated here in Utah. Then they can say, see, we don't pollute.
That's right. Just move it on, kick the can down the road. There you go.
Yeah, man, I'm just thinking. They say that the state of California is also going to fine vehicle makers up to $20,000 for every vehicle that falls short of the, quote, newly devised standards. That ought to go over well, don't you think, Brian?
It should be. That's right. New standards. Creating. This is the way it really should be. Okay. You should buy into that. Okay.
I mean, these people have literally, well, truly lost their minds, haven't they?
Yeah, the world has. It's, yeah, good point.
California used to have a lot of auto manufacturers. Now, when Tesla left, they have none. All those jobs and all of that has gone out of California. So, yeah, they don't get it. They're going to be walking around in a daze going, what happened?
Well, isn't there an electric bike? Maybe they could get into the electric bikes now. That's going to be a good craze, right? Maybe we do away with the vehicle. We can't drive our vehicles, but maybe we take the bike. That could be an option.
No more traffic jams on the freeway.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
They say, warning, we got a heat wave is the problem that's kind of bringing the grid to the brink.
Don't they have a heat wave every year, though? Don't they lose power to half the country over there and every year?
All I know, Brian, is you're going to need more than an AR-15, buddy, if you want to get out of this one. Right now.
Well, wait a minute. I liked your saying about think outside the gun. I've got.
Well, yeah, you need. No AR-15. I've got you'll need an F-15.
Oh, boy.
An F-15, but I can't drive it. If I buy it, I can't use it. That's what they're telling me. So
yeah,
I
what you really need
it.
Is $15 an hour so you don't starve. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right now, I don't even know how to deal with these people anymore. They're That's literally right. then saying we're going to get rid of gas cars by 2035. Then they say don't charge your electric car because you know what? It's too hot outside. And don't use big appliances like your air conditioning because the grid's about to be brought to the brink. And, you know, hey, you should turn off those lights. When you leave the bathroom, turn off the light, okay, Kelly? Because, man, things are going haywire. And if you're mad about that, you know what? You're going to need a whole lot more than a gun. Wait a minute, folks. I want to peacefully live together and find solutions to the problems we face. And I believe the genius of America can do just that if we work together. I may not be calling for unity because I don't believe we're unified, but we can certainly have civility for starters, Joe. Brian and Kelly, thank you so much. God save the Republic.